Welcome to the New Point Community Church Podcast. This message is part of our series, Uncomfortable. It's safe to say that a lot of people are missing out on the only adventure that really counts in life, walking with God and carrying out His purposes here on earth. And a lot of times, that's because we love our comfort zone. I hope this message challenges and encourages you at the same time. Enjoy!
So why do we stay in borderland? If borderland is so strange, if it's so undesirable, why is it so hard to leave? What seems so comfortable can actually be the most dangerous place in the world. You see, here's what I believe. If you choose to stay in borderland where it's safe, And nothing ever changes. Before you know it, you get set in your ways. you quit learning. You quit changing. You quit growing. You know what's even worse? You quit living. For some of us, maybe most of us here today, That's where you're at. You've quit living. You've chosen to remain in borderland. But here's the good news. And this is why I'm so glad that you're here. You don't have to remain there. You don't have to stay there. You can make a decision today that you can say, so long, borderland. See, today we're kicking off a brand new series, and I want to welcome you to New Point. And I'm excited about what we're going to talk about in the month of August. And here's what we're going to talk about here. Borderland, status quo to status go. That's what we want to talk about. Moving from status quo to status go. Leaving borderland behind. Being able to move from borderland, ready for this, to holy wow. That's what I want for you. And yet, if we're all honest, you know what happens in life? We do this with our kids. We either unconsciously or subconsciously train them to live life in the borderland. To play it safe. To be reserved. You've seen it. Guess what? They've experienced it. And maybe because you pitched your tent in borderland, now unconsciously you're training your kid to stay there. When really God has something so much more for you and for me. That's why here at New Point we say that our mission is to help you to realize and reach your full potential in Jesus Christ. So today what I want to do, and I believe that you're up for it because I believe that's why you're here. I want to help you to move from borderland to holy wild. Because you were created for it. Now here's the interesting thing. Most of us know this. There's something deep down inside of us that says, I know I was created for something more. You know, I love the quote from Helen Keller. Here's what she has to say. Life is either daring adventure or nothing. Security does not exist in nature. Nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than exposure. That is so true. John Gardner says it like this. He says, we pay a heavy price for our fear of failure. That's usually what keeps us in borderland. It's a powerful obstacle to growth. It assures the progressive narrowing of personality and prevents exploration and experimentation.
Get this. There is no learning without some difficulty and fumbling.
That's being uncomfortable, by the way. If you want to keep on learning, you must keep on risking failure.
All your life, it's as simple as that.
And yet there's something in me and something in you that wants to pull us back to the comfort zone.
We somehow enjoy borderland for a little bit.
We want that comfort.
We all seek comfort.
And we teach our kids that.
And you say, well, what is a comfort zone?
Let me help us with it.
Here's what I describe it as.
Comfort zone is a psychological state in which things feel familiar to a person and they are at ease.
And perceive they are in control of their environment.
Experiencing low levels of anxiety and stress.
But what I would say to us today is you were created for something more.
Here's what Jesus would say.
Jesus would say, risk your life.
Leave the borderland.
Leave your comfort zone.
And get more than you ever dreamed of.
Play it safe, and you end up holding the bag.
Play it safe, and you end up holding the bag.
Now here's the craziness about this, okay?
I was doing some reading on this on comfort level and this.
And they've done unbelievable studies with this.
Here's what one study said. That they would let some people see the unfamiliar, and then they would show them the familiar.
And in doing that, it would create a new experience.
And their brain would release dopamine.
And they would have an exhilarating experience.
Can you imagine that?
That when you and I embrace a new thing,
That dopamine is released in your body and my body.
You know what that does?
That makes us happy.
Maybe that's why we battle depression and discouragement and defeat so much.
Because those are characteristics of people, I believe, who stay in the borderland.
And don't embrace.
The holy wild that God has for us.
You see, listen, my friend.
You and I were created for adventure.
you were created for adventure.
And that's where you will come alive.
That's why Jesus said, hey, risk your life.
You'll get more than you ever dreamed.
If you choose to play it safe, if you choose to live in borderland,
you know what, you'll end up holding the bag.
Is this all there is to life?
And what happens is, when we deal with the uncomfortable, if we don't understand how to handle it, then what happens is we look for things to make us comfortable
in the uncomfortable,
such as high drama,
alcohol,
drugs.
Because it kind of distracts us from the place that we find ourselves in that's uncomfortable.
And God wants you to move from the comfortable to the uncomfortable.
He wants you to begin to learn how to be comfortable in the uncomfortable.
So you can have that conversation with your spouse that you've been avoiding.
So that you can have that conversation with your dad.
So that you can be able to reach for the stars.
So that you can embrace the uncomfortable and be able to experience everything that God has.
The one who says, risk your life and get more than you ever dreamed.
He invites you and I to follow him in this.
He invites you and I to leave the borderland and go on the holy wild.
Jesus says this in Luke, I believe.
He says, if any one of you wants to be my follower,
you must give up your own way and take up your cross daily and follow me.
You will notice that at all of our campuses,
we have something on the stage. It's a cross.
Some of you are thinking it's about time.
Well, are you ready to get uncomfortable?
Because crosses are not comfortable.
The cross that Jesus is talking about is not something that you wear around your neck.
It's something that is very, very uncomfortable.
And that's the life that he calls you and I to.
Little over 2,000 years ago, there was a group of people
who took his invitation.
And they risked it all.
They became very uncomfortable.
And you know what they did?
They changed their culture.
They changed their world.
All because they were willing to leave.
Borderland.
And embrace the holy wild.
The unpredictable.
The unknown.
But they trusted in their leader,
Jesus.
Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Listen to me, okay?
Security is way overrated.
You think you're secure, you're not secure.
You can get the phone call.
I can get the phone call.
You can get all of it.
The only place that it is secure is in Christ.
And he gives you an invitation.
Trust in me, because I'm going to lead you through all of it.
And you will have an adventure, you will have a ride.
You will have an incredible, unbelievable life.
Dopamine will just flood you.
I mean, have you ever wondered why we go to, and maybe you've been there.
We go to Cedar Point
and we get on that roller coaster.
You know, maybe the reason why we like to go there is because our life is so boring.
And we just want to have some dopamine just flood our mind or brain.
Because that's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life was to ride a roller coaster.
But that's only about 30 seconds.
Y'all okay?
Want you to know I love you.
So we're in this series.
Uncomfortable.
Status quo to status go.
And it's something that all of us have to be intentional.
Let's look at what Jesus has to say.
Here's what he has to say.
If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself and set aside selfish interest.
You know what that is for me?
That's uncomfortable.
And take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come.
And follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example, in living and, if need be, suffering, and perhaps dying because of faith in me.
For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it.
That means that if you choose to stay in borderland,
if you choose to stay in the comfort zone,
you won't really live.
You will exist.
You will lose life.
You will lose life.
But whoever loses his life, who's ever willing to move out of the comfort zone,
the borderland, for my sake and the gospel's, will save it.
Then he says this.
For what does it benefit a man or a woman to gain the whole world with all of its pleasures?
What does it gain a man or a woman to live a life of comfort, a life of ease,
and forfeit their soul?
Meaning what happens is forfeit true life.
True life.
See, the Apostle Paul was one who left the borderland.
You know why?
Because Paul believed the right stuff and behaved right.
It just turned him into a Pharisee, a judgmental man.
Because Jesus is more concerned about you and me following him than you and me believing the right stuff and behaving the right way.
Because if all you focus on is believing the right stuff and behaving the right way,
you will become very, very judgmental.
And so that's why Jesus said, if any man follow me,
come after me.
What he is saying is if you'll follow me, if you'll come after me,
you know what?
I'll take care of all the other stuff.
You'll change.
Because I'll lead you in one experience after another experience after another experience.
And the man Paul did that.
Paul was shipwrecked. He was beaten.
He was forsaken.
He was betrayed.
He was thrown in prison.
The list could go on and on and on
of how he was willing to leave the comfort zone.
Matter of fact, God had to call him to be able to do that
because all the other disciples wanted to hang out in Jerusalem.
Paul was the one who took the gospel literally around the world.
And here's what he has to say.
He says this,
why do you think I keep risking my neck in this dangerous work?
I look death in the face practically every single day.
Do you think I do this if I wasn't convinced of your resurrection and mine as a guarantee by the resurrected Jesus?
Do you think I'm just trying to act heroic?
Do you think I'm just doing this to gain attention to myself?
No, there's something bigger here.
There's something better than just leaving the comfort zone
for myself.
He goes on, he says this.
He says, it's not on your life.
It's the resurrection that undergirds what I do and say and the way in which I live.
You see, what happens is Paul realized that there was more to life than living and dying.
And you know what Paul would do?
Paul would recognize people who left the borderland
and embraced the holy wild.
Epaphroditus is one of them.
He writes in Philippians.
Don't you love that name, by the way?
Don't ask me to say it again.
Okay?
I just call him E.
Okay?
But here's what he says.
Welcome him,
Epaphroditus,
with Christian love.
And with great joy,
and be sure to honor people like him,
for he risked his life for the work of Christ.
Have you ever received an honor like that?
No, but I received an honor for memorizing my scripture,
for not missing Sunday school for a year,
for going to church for 10 years in a row.
Has anybody ever honored you because of the risk that you took
for the gospel?
Hey, I want you to meet somebody here today.
He's risked it all for the work of Christ.
I want to honor him today.
You ever been to one of those ceremonies?
No, we hand out trophies for other things.
And God would love for us to hand out a trophy for that.
to leave the borderland.
And to embrace the holy wild.
I love this quote here.
It says the only thing that is stopping you from where you are to where you want to go is your comfort zone.
Where you are in your marriage to where you want to go in your marriage.
The only reason why you are where you are in your marriage is because of your comfort zone.
Where you are at work.
You want to go some other place.
You'd like to get a promotion.
You'd like to be able to do that.
The reason why you don't do that is because of your comfort zone.
Same way with your kids.
Same way with life.
And so what happens is it takes a mindset to leave borderland
because it's entrenched in us
to play it safe.
And God calls you and I to live a life of faith.
That's risk.
Faith in who?
Him.
And so how do you and I develop this mindset?
Let me help us with this.
Here's the first thing.
You've got to have a right view of God.
You've got to have a right view of God.
And you've heard me say this over and over again, and I repeat it over and over again.
Because we don't get it, this is the key to life.
The most important thing about you, the most important thing about me is your view of God.
And if you don't work on that, what happens is you're going to have a skewed view of God.
Which will cause you to live in fear.
Which will cause you to stay in the borderland.
And not embrace the holy wild.
So what is the right view of God?
Well, here's what Jesus said.
Jesus said, pray like this,
Our Father in heaven.
Wow.
When he told the disciples, hey, this is how you are to address God now, as your father,
it blew their mind.
It blew their mind.
Read throughout the scriptures in the Old Testament.
Only seven times was God referred to as father.
He was always referred to as the Almighty One,
the Creator.
And Jesus is saying, that's all going to be changed.
I want you to call him Father.
And that's a struggle for some of us.
Because of our own earthly relationship with our Father.
For some of us, our earthly Father has created hell on earth.
Maybe they were aloof, maybe they weren't affectionate.
The list could go on and on.
So what happens is when you hear this word Father,
especially if you're investigating the faith,
You're saying, man, I'll tell you what, if he's anything like my earthly father, I don't want anything to do with him.
And yet what happens is for you and I to be able to live a life that goes from status quo to status quo, that goes from leaving the borderland to embracing the holy wild.
We have the right view of God, and the right view of God is that he's a father.
He's caring, he's competent, he's close.
He's all that and more.
You see, Jesus came to give you and I the right view of God.
Here's what Jesus said.
Jesus said it like this.
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
He broke the stereotype.
See, listen, in the Old Testament,
Father's only mentioned seven times,
referring to God.
In the Gospels, ready for this?
150 times.
Jesus came back 150 times over and over again and was saying,
Call God Father.
That's why I repeat myself so much, by the way.
Because Jesus knew he had to repeat himself over and over again.
Because their mental image of God was not that of a father.
Maybe an impersonal force.
Cosmic cop.
I don't know, grandpa.
but it wasn't father.
And I'm telling you, listen to me.
If you're going to live a life out of the comfort zone, you have to have a right view of God.
Because he is your security.
He is my security.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And so if I know that he is that,
then you know what, I can handle all the other stuff that's going on in my life.
And so the first thing is a right view of God.
Here's the second thing.
And that is identity settled.
We've got to have a mindset of where our identity is settled.
See, what's one of the first questions that we ask one another when we're meeting somebody new?
So what do you do?
What do you do?
Because what happens is we think that our identity is established by what we do.
And it carries over.
I'm a diabetic.
I'm divorced.
I'm an alcoholic.
And none of those identities will lead you to live life to the fullest.
They will trip you up.
And so you have to settle your identity.
Who are you?
Because how you see yourself is going to play a large part in how you live life.
And look at what John has to say.
John writes, he says, see how great love the Father.
There you go, has lavished, has poured out on us that we should be called children of God.
And that's what we are.
I can't tell you the times over and over again.
I'll be riding in my car, and I'll say something like this to God.
God, I'm so thankful.
I'm your son. I'm so thankful that you're my father.
Because you know what?
It can get scary when we leave the borderland.
when you face the unknown.
When you face criticism.
When you face rejection.
When you face failure.
And to be able to come back and be able to say, but you know what? I know you love me.
I know that you accept me.
I know I'm your kid.
I know that you are there for me.
When you settle that identity, I'm telling you something.
Listen, this is why you have to have the mindset.
You have to be intentional.
It's freeing.
Why? Because here's what keeps you and I in the borderland.
Fear.
And John goes on to tell us that when we experience this love of God, this love of the Father that he's lavished upon us,
here's what happens.
Such love has no fear.
Because perfect love expels all fear.
You want to know how much you really experience God's love?
Ask yourself the level of fear that you live in.
Now, we all battle fear.
The question is, do I live there?
Do I live in borderland?
He says such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear.
If we are afraid, it is for the fear of punishment.
And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love.
Wow.
Have you settled your identity?
You know, maybe today you don't even know God as your Father.
You can.
You can accept Jesus.
And he bridges that gap.
So what happens is now you don't know God just as creator or almighty God.
You know him as your loving father.
And you experience his love.
And you are now one of his kids.
And when you feel that love,
you know what happens?
Your courage rises up inside of you.
And it deals with the fears that are in front of you.
But your identity has to be settled.
It has to be a mindset.
In your mind.
Here's the third thing I want to lead you to.
And it's this.
Sacrificial mentality.
It's going to cost you something to leave borderland.
You're going to have to sacrifice.
You're going to have to give up some things.
You're going to have to be intentional on this.
You know, on our money it says in God we trust, but we really don't.
It's in our money that we trust.
But God wants you to trust in Him.
And so we have to have a sacrificial mentality.
Because that's what leaving the borderland is all about.
That's what embracing the cross is all about.
It's sacrifice.
And sacrifice, listen, always includes giving.
And so here's what Paul said,
you must decide in your heart
how much to give.
You see, listen.
I can't make you sacrifice.
Your spouse can't make you sacrifice.
Your mom and dad can't make you sacrifice.
You just have to develop a sacrificial mentality.
You know what?
I am going to sacrifice because I want to be able to live life
and life to the fullest.
So I have to decide in my heart how much I'm going to sacrifice.
How much I'm going to give.
And what he says here is unbelievable.
He says don't sacrifice or don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure.
For God loves a person who sacrifices cheerfully.
who gives cheerfully.
So we have to be able to have this sacrificial mentality.
You see, I believe the reason why so many people live in the borderland is because we're consumers, not contributors.
We're always asking the question, what's in it for me?
See, David wasn't that way.
David was called a man after God's own heart.
And he had a sacrificial mentality.
Here's what he said.
He said, I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing.
So let me ask you a question.
Do you have a taker's mentality or a giver's mentality?
You got a taker's mentality, I guarantee you're in the borderland.
How's that working for you?
Not very well. David said, you know what? I'm going to have a sacrificial mentality. I'm going to choose. Patty and I were meeting with a person to tie up the loose ends of our life so that when we die, it'll all be taken care of. And one of the questions he asked, I'm a pastor, so how much are you going to leave to the church? And we told him. And I got uncomfortable. so I felt like I needed to explain a little bit. Here's what I said. Let me help you with that number. We're not waiting to give at the end of our life. We're sacrificing right here and now. And so when we die, we're not going to have very much money left. Because we're giving it now.
My dad taught me that. my dad said, why would I want to give you money when you're 60 years old, when you need it when you're 30? Why not give it to you when you're 30 so that what happens is you can exercise it, you can use it. It can benefit you. Why would I want to keep it and have a false sense of security? Why not put it in the system and let it bless you? So guess what? My dad died broke. and the reason why is because he had a sacrificial mentality.
He says, I'm going to give while I'm alive. I'm going to give it to the kingdom of God now. I'm going to give it to the people in my life now. Here's what Jesus says about that when we have that attitude. He says, you won't regret it. No one who has sacrificed his home, his spouse, brothers and sisters, parents, children, whatever, will lose out. it will all come back to you in multiple ways over your lifetime. And then he says, the bonus of eternal life, you'll experience a quality of life that's unbelievable. Do you sacrifice? People of comfort don't sacrifice. It's too uncomfortable. but if you're following Jesus, if you're denying yourself, if you're taking up your cross, you have a sacrificial mentality. Or you're not following Jesus. Y'all okay? Love you. Let me give you this last one. And it's kingdom advancement. You want to develop a mindset of leaving the borderland and embracing holy wild? Have a right view of God, identity settled, sacrificial mentality, kingdom advancement. And here's what I mean by that, okay? Here's what Jesus has to say, okay? Jesus tells a story about a man who was shrewd, who was smart, who was strategic. And here's what he says. I tell you, learn from this. Make friends for yourselves for eternity by the means of the wealth of unrighteousness that is used, use material resources as a way to further the work of God, the kingdom of God. So that when it runs out, they will welcome you into eternal dwellings. You know what he's saying here? He's saying have a sacrificial mentality right now to advance the kingdom of God. So that when your money runs out, when life runs out, there will be people ahead of you welcoming you. Because you know what? You were willing to leave the borderland and embrace the holy wild. And you made a difference in their life. That's why Jesus says it like this. He says, seek the kingdom of God. Seek the advancement of God. Above all else, and live righteously. And he will give you everything that you need. And what do you want? Let me tell you what I want. I want a full life. I want a life that's rich. I want a life that has meaning and purpose. I want a life that counts for something. See, again, Jesus would repeat himself over and over again in different ways. And he says, if you try to hang on to your life, if you try to hang out at the borderland, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, the kingdom, you will find true life. So I want to close with this. Jesus said, risk your life. Leave the borderland. Embrace the holy world. And you'll get more than what you've ever dreamed of. Play it safe. End up holding the bag. Some of us are holding the bag in our marriage. It's just dead.
You know why?
Because you're in borderland.
you're in the comfort zone. We're comfortable with one another. We're kind of roommates.
Never have the difficult conversation.
Never have the conversation that will take your marriage to the next level.
Same way at work. Same way with your relationships with your son or your daughter, your mother or your father.
You see, I love this quote.
Here's what he says. He says, if you plan on being anything less than you are capable of being, you'll probably be unhappy all the days of your life.
Could that be what's wrong with America?
Could that be why so many people are depressed?
So many people are discouraged?
So many people are defeated?
Because we're hanging out at the border land?
We don't plan on being anything more than just what?
This is too risky.
Too risky.
Too scary.
I'm going to go there.
So what happens is you're unhappy.
You're unhappy with marriage. You're unhappy with life. You're unhappy with work.
You're unhappy with God.
Today that can all change.
Today that can all change.
By putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
And by following him.
He'll lead you out of the borderland. Into the holy wild.
Will it be risky?
You bet.
Will it be worth it?
Guarantee it.
Let's pray.
God, you have created us for so much more.
And we feel it within our being.
Yet maybe the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown,
the fear of being criticized, the fear of rejection
keeps us in the borderland.
There are a lot of people there.
But you want us to break out.
You want us to embrace the holy wild.
You want us to embrace the adventure that you have for us.
And you bid us to follow you.
And to take up our cross.
And to deny ourselves.
And to begin to learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
So that we can experience all that you have.
God, I pray that for me. I pray that for us.
I pray that for New Point.
I pray that we never...
Are comfortable.
I pray that we move from the status quo to the status quo.
We're so thankful that those who heard those words of Jesus,
that there were men and women who embraced and changed the world.
They changed the culture.
And because of them, we're here today.
So we thank you and we love you.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you want to talk to someone about a decision you've made, or let us know how God's moving through this series, visit newpoint.org/contact. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week on social media, download our app, or subscribe to our weekly podcast through the App Store or Google Play. Thanks for listening to today's message, and we hope you continue to realize and reach your full potential in Jesus Christ.